This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes here. I am Christine Wong, and joining me in the studio is Arvind Yuvraj, who is gonna do the KLCI update for us.
Mm-hmm. So it is up by 0.17% at 1,527 points. Active stocks include Nova FS, MSC Berhad, XOX Berhad, and Lambo Group Berhad. The ringgit is at 4.14 against the US dollar. It is at 3.06 against the Aussie dollar and 3.05 against the Sing dollar.
Nice. And we are asking you today on BizBytes, what is the most convincing online or phone scam you've encountered? And you can let us know at BFM Radio on both Twitter and Instagram, or on WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Before we go on to our next story, we'll just cover a few responses.
Yeah, so on Twitter, this comes from Iqbal, who says, a friend, quote-unquote, I know, calls up asking to borrow money because of an, quote-unquote, emergency, but ends up not paying back as promised and doesn't return my calls.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. There's one from Yap who says that, I once tried to sell a 4G hotspot on Muda. A guy called Mohammed messaged me and then said that he is interested and agreed with the price. He said his brother called Lee will pick it up from me. When I asked who is Lee, he said it's his true brother. And he gave up when I asked about his parents' name.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, if you're going to have a cover story, at least make it a consistent one.
Yeah.
On Instagram, we've got a couple as well. Two of them. So Zhengyang93 says posing as police officers, and Mr. Sarku says got a call from a quote-unquote police officer that I have a case which will be heard in the court soon. Mm. Do we have anything on WhatsApp?
We have one on WhatsApp from Ro.
Hi, Ro.
Yeah, who says that as long as there are suckers, there'll be scammers. Okay, that was a bit harsh, but for real, our unrelenting desire to purchase things unbelievably cheap, too good to be true, are just that they don't exist.
That's true.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. We have one from Rabin. Also, speaking about harsh, he says that biggest scam, politicians pretending to care for the future of country and rakyat.
Ouch. Yeah. That is like the level of a severity of the responses today. Mm-hmm. Even Ro is not joking around, it sounds like.
Yeah.
But speaking of politicians, we're going to move on to our next story, which is the making of Muda Malaysia. And hopefully this one is not a scam. So basically, much like how e-hailing has upended transport and e-commerce has revolutionized retail, Syed Saddiq Syed Abdul Rahman is building a team aimed at disrupting the tried and tested ways of Malaysian politics. The ingredients? A young, mm-hmm. multiracial and tech-savvy lineup of leaders, innovative policies and a commitment to prove political movements can be sustained without being beholden to tycoons or cronies. This is verbatim from the article on Malaysia Kini, by mm-hmm. the way. Mm-hmm. So in this interview, the MORE MP stressed that the yet-to-be-named platform, movement and potential party, although it is currently being referred to as Muda Malaysia, will be a strict diverse. And another defining feature will be its lineup of leaders comprising few politicians, but instead young professionals, activists, startup founders, religious preachers, and academics. So Syed Saddiq touted that the platform will be able to come up with innovative people-first policies, and they're slated to hold their first official meeting in KL soon. To decide their next steps. So among the confirmed attendees are former Pemudaran National Berhad CEO Abdul Jalil Rashid and startup founders Vinesh Sinha of Fat Hopes Energy, who we've actually spoken to, I think, on Open for Business. Mm-hmm. Liu Ui Han of Ringgit Plus, Nadir Shafiq of The Lorry, and Radzi Tajuddin of Hi Home as well. Some of the activists on board include Undi 18 co-founder Kira Yusri. Goodness. Child rights proponent Syed Azmi Al-Habshi and a couple of other people as well. And, you know, I think that Syed Saddiq, you know, is aiming, you know, with this platform to kind of implement diverse political representation. And he says that, you know, they'll push grassroots leaders from rural areas to the fore. They'll try to implement strict term limits to ensure the continued promotion of young leaders. They want to lead the change in how politics is funded, which is, it's being funded, by the way, this movement from, you know, their own pockets mm-hmm, as well. Mm-hmm. And he said his 4-year experience as Bersatu Youth Chief showed him that the age-old way of handling political donations and incentivizing grassroots members to serve the their communities needs to change. He also says the movement will prioritize online crowdfunding, which I think is an interesting idea.
Yeah.
And will impose caps on individual and corporate donors to ensure it never, ever enslaves itself, quote unquote, to private interests. So the 28-year-old has contended that this is a formula for turning Malaysian political culture on its head, saying, and I quote, "Those old styles of politics must be thrown out of the window. This is the true new politics which we want to instill in Malaysia." I think this is very fascinating. Mm-hmm. I know the announcement came, I think, last week, yep. I believe. So this is not exactly new news, but I think this is a really fascinating step and not something that I kind of expected in a way from Malaysian politics at the moment.
Yeah. So the stuff about the crowdfunding, especially because, like you said, it was announced not that much a while ago, but it was announced recently. And, you know, when you talk about how do you fund the party, how do you progress, where do you get the money from? And it shows that it is a youth-based party when you use stuff like crowdfunding, because crowdfunding is such a real thing that so many companies have used to sort of, you know, get money from people who believe in their agenda or believe in their products or whatever they are selling or slash trying to achieve.
It's basically a direct investment from the rakyat lah, in a way.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, I think that also the choice to include like startup founders and people who are involved with SMEs is also very smart, because they do make, what, like 80-90% of the business population here in Malaysia?
Yep.
So, you know, to really have an understanding of that and to be able to, you know, bring people who are, I guess, doing the groundwork to the forefront of this movement is really, really fascinating to me.
I mean, we had Voice of SMEs, like short clips from Voice of SMEs, even during the MCO, and we were speaking to people on a daily basis who were affected by the MCO and people who had to like lose business or pivot, change the way they did business.
Mm-hmm.
And it just goes to show, like, you know, how much they are affected by politics and how they both sort of like lean into each other. So it's really... it's different. It's a unique way of approaching it, especially, like you said, getting the startup founders involved, getting like entrepreneurs involved, because they are sort of like the backbone of the financial system.
Yeah. And I think, you know, well, I hope at least that communication from this movement will be, I guess, slightly improved upon, because I imagine that if this is going to be a youth-led movement, that they will take advantage of social media platforms. I know Syed Siddiq is like weirdly active on TikTok at the moment, but honestly, I think that's a smart move. You know, you're going to connect with a younger demographic of people who will eventually become voters, right? So if this becomes a political party, you know, I do think that, you know, it's a very clever way of being able to communicate with this demographic as well. But going back to our main story of the day, we are asking you guys, you know, what is the most convincing online or phone scam that you've encountered? And we've got a couple more responses here on Twitter.
Yeah, so this comes from Rich Bradbury, whoever that is.
Oh my gosh, I don't know.
Yeah. Wouldn't say it was convincing, but someone called me via WhatsApp telling me that they were from Big Pay and that I'd won 3,000 ringgit. All they needed was my birthday. Called them out on it and they panicked. "I'm not scam," was his response.
Yeah.
Convincing. I'm not scam.
Very suspiciously specific denial there. Anything else?
Yeah, this comes from Audrey, who says that I'm the one at home that keeps warning everyone about online scams, but found myself entertaining a scammer on the phone during the MCO. The hub stopped me just in time from revealing my IC number.
Ooh.
This mental fatigue thing is real.
Oh my goodness.
And we have one from Kenny Wong, who says that one in which a call come through a landline, the number of which when checked was a legitimate number of a police station branch, stating I had missed a court hearing for a credit card default payment and a warrant has been issued for my arrest.
Oof, that is very scary.
Using fear.
The power of authority figures as well. I think it's clear. It's like money and authority figures, I think, are the two biggest pulls that scammers use in a way.
And just trying to frighten people into giving up information, basically.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Anyways, we're going to take a short break, but we will leave you with Love Machine by Shocking Blue for the time being on Enterprise Biz Bites here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.